Hola, Patrick. How are you?
Doing good, sir. How can Trent help you?
Big fan of Trent. I think that by listening to you guys and reading your books and everything, I've become a better person and a better Catholic.
Great.
My question is on the historical front. Was there abortion in biblical times, any sort of method of terminating a pregnancy? And if there was, is there any church document in antiquity condemning those practices?
Well, Oscar, yeah, I'll answer this way. There was abortion in antiquity. We know that one of the first medical oaths, you know, holding doctors to certain ethical standards, which would be the Hippocratic Oath, that dates back to, I believe, the 4th or 5th century B.C., does say that doctors shall not perform abortions or give out drugs that cause abortions. But I will say that in the ancient world, while abortions did occur, what was actually the safest and easiest way to end an unwanted pregnancy, quote unquote, was to just give birth to the child and then expose them in the wilderness. And this was very common in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome, where infants that were not wanted would simply be left in the wilderness to die from exposure. So while abortion did occur in the ancient world, I believe that infanticide would have been much more common. But the earliest document that we have, earliest Christian document we have that condemns abortion, would be a first century catechism called the Didache. And it says this in the Didache, in the section on moral prescriptions, it says, you shall not steal, you shall not practice magic, you shall not use potions, you shall not procure an abortion, nor destroy a newborn child. So that's called the Didache. It's written probably about the year 70 or 80 AD. That's our first reference to a condemnation of abortion. And as Pope John Paul II says in Evangelium Vitae, the Church's opposition to abortion has been universal since the Didache to now, and that we universally oppose direct abortion.
Oscar, thanks for the kind words, and congratulations on your new book. Everyone who gets on the air today gets a copy. It's called Persuasive Pro-Life.
Have I noticed something actually in the Didache, Patrick, that's interesting? It seems that sometimes in the Bible, I know in the book of Exodus, it says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And nowadays, when we just have Wiccans who seem relatively harmless, people say, oh, you guys believe in killing witches and this is terrible. But actually, in the ancient world, those who practice witchcraft or sorcery were probably one of the main sources for abortion. Paul uses that Greek word pharmakeia.
Right, which is a occultic and associated with drugs used to procure abortions.
Right, and notice the context here in the Didache. We have these prescriptions. They start to go together. You shall not practice magic. You shall not use potions. So we're already in kind of the, who are these people doing magic and potions?
Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, who are using magic and potions? These people who practice witchcraft, and then it goes right into you shall not procure an abortion. So just an interesting aside.
Kind of the end of the line on that little those turns of phrases.
Yeah. Oscar.